If you enjoy podcasts like this, you should check out our other shows on Health Podcast Network. For example, Hopeful Hints, hosted by Dr. Tara, guides and supports those on the often challenging and isolating journey of women's health concerns and infertility. There's a particularly powerful episode that you should check out called All Things Endometriosis, which dives deep into understanding the condition to help the many women who suffer from endometriosis and have no idea they have it, and healthcare providers who are uneducated about it, making the diagnosis process so difficult. Check out Hopeful Hints on your favorite podcast platform or visit healthpodcastnetwork.com.
Hi, welcome to Beyond the Paper Gown. I'm Dr. Mitzi Crockover, and today we are podcasting from the Women's Healthy Aging Innovation Summit in San Diego. I have the pleasure of speaking with Peony Lee, founder and CEO of Jude. Welcome, Peony.
Hi, Mitzi. Thank you for having me.
Of course. So what is Jude?
Sure. Jude is on a mission to empower everyone of all ages to live a healthier, longer, and happier life. And our first chapter is to turn bladder weakness into bladder care and start a conversation around incontinence.
And how did you come to decide to focus on that?
Sure. With people just hearing my voice, I am an Asian woman from Hong Kong in my late 20s. So a lot of people do ask me, why are you doing what you're doing? So for various reasons, but my mom and my dad have been in this industry for the last 3 decades. So they take care of elderly. They produce incontinence products, femcare products. They own a few labs. So we're all in consumer healthcare. So growing up around a dinner table, words like incontinence have never been allowed to be a taboo. When I moved to the UK, I was 15 years old and I was shocked by understanding the culture of people sweeping things under the carpet, especially when it's about your health, it's not good enough. My career then has dipped into women's health, resolving endometriosis, distributing protective equipment to lots of care homes during the pandemic. And that was actually the first time I had a first-hand experience working with people in their 40s and in their 50s quite intimately. And I was so impressed, but also in awe by how confident people in their 40s and 50s are. They really know their stuff. And I also really fell in love with the attitude of like not being able to like please everyone in life. And you know, I'm still in my late 20s, so doing the grinding and hustling is still needed. But that doesn't mean I don't look forward to aging. And I think the dialogue of like dreading through, you know, age is an outdated one. We all age at the same pace. So why don't we look forward to that and, you know, recognize and realize there's so much good about growing older.
Sure. And you said you came from an Asian culture.
Yeah.
And so do you see the difference in how your culture really looks at aging as opposed to the Western culture?
Definitely. You know, on a personal level, the difference is that I respect my grandparents. I often look to them for advice because I know that they're just a lot more experienced in dealing with a lot of things, and clinically also proven that people who are older are much better at predicting conflict, handling conflict, much better interpersonal relationships. And those are the stuff you can't learn from a textbook. Those are the stuff you can't learn from digital or technology. And there's something old school about learning from, you know, older people that I felt in our today's society, we're really losing those elements. And I also looked at some of the research attitudes around aging. So in India and in China, it's about respect. In the UK, it's about humor, being able to be humorous and making people laugh. And there are different attitudes around what's good about aging. But I do think there's a big difference with respect in Asian cultures.
Interesting. Wow. You can talk to my children after this.
I will.
And so let's talk a little bit about, you alluded to the issue about stigma as
sure.
well with respect to not only aging, but specifically incontinence.
Sure.
And so what kinds of services or products does Jude provide?
Sure. So when I look at, I guess, incontinence, I do take a step back and look at all the issues around, you know, your bladder. So obviously there is incontinence, meaning leaking, like inability to control. There is overactive bladder, which means, you know, you always have this urge that you want to go. You might not leak, but then you're just frequently going to the toilet. And there's also nocturia, means you're waking up at night more than 3-4 times and going to the loo. And those are really common and largely preventable and treatable. So what we actually offer is a nutraceutical that's clinically proven to relieve overactive bladder. You'll feel a relief in urge about 4 or 5 weeks in the supplement. And then you'll start to feel you have a better control of your pelvic floor muscle. And you will also wake up less at night. And a lot of the testimonials, if you go to our website, you will see, you know, finally slept through the whole night after 15 years of waking up at night, going to the loo. And, you know, the pain points around bladder issues isn't just about leaking, and this message resonates so well with our audience and so well with our community. So beyond supplements, we also have a platform approach. What that meant is we actually have a community of like thousands of women who share stories about, you know, their health, their bladder issues, like what they do to manage them. For instance, some is about like going for a hike and doing a wild wee behind a tree, for instance. And people will start talking about that. And that's the loneliness and, you know, the silo when we don't know other people have it. And suddenly you have a community of women who are like-minded. They might be empty nesters. Their children and grandchildren has left. And they just want to be more active. And they want to take control and take agency of their health. And that community allows them to do that alongside with tracking each other's progress with which week they are in their supplement or which month they are in their supplement. We also have an in-house doctor that signposts and support within the community, and we give lots of tips and education for our community members. So, for instance, there is a right way to pee. There is a right posture, just in case pee is actually terrible for your bladder, because this brain-bladder connection is hacked. When you always do just in case pee, your brain believes that, okay, even you're not needing to go, you just go. And, you know, there are food and drinks that you should avoid if you have an overactive bladder. And so it is really a whole host of lifestyle issues that we want our community to improve on through fun and, you know, like-minded friends that you make, as well as our supplements. And obviously, alongside that, we also have our leak-proof underwear that is amazingly designed to absorb half a cup of fast-flowing liquid, as well as a fully compostable pad and liner that is all plant-based. Our underwear is made from beechwood trees from Austria, so they're reusable, washable, and super modern.
Terrific. You know, what you talked about, you know, going just in case. When my kids were younger and we were traveling, we were on a tour, and so the tour guide said, you know, it's always a good idea to go when you can, not when you have to. And so we've used that as a mantra. And then I actually interviewed a urogynecologist. She told me that was like the worst thing to do. So I had to undo everything I had taught.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people don't know that.
Mm-hmm.
And so thank you for reminding us all about that. Let me go back to the nutraceutical.
Sure.
Because as an internist, I have questions. And, you know, so how do you decide or make a decision about that this might be appropriate for someone? And are there any adverse reactions to it? And what should patients know or consumers know to ask their doctors about it?
100%. So taking a step back again, if you go to your physician or your doctor with OAB, which is overactive bladder syndrome, they usually prescribe you anticholagenic. And what they do is they disrupt your rest and digest system. 55% of women in the UK comes off this medication after 3 months because of dry eyes, dry mouth, constipation, migraines, and it's not very well tolerated. And that is one of the reasons why we decided to look for alternatives that are low side effects and so efficacious and science-backed to relieve the symptom. Working with our medical panel, we have the former chief medical officer at Bupa, Andrew Valenzoe, went to chair our board. We have a professor at Harvard Medical School, Professor Lena, and we also have a urologist in the UK to help us devise this formulation. It's made up of two ingredients, very simple: pumpkin seed extract and soy jam extract. And what it does is two pathway. One is it relaxes your overactive bladder through nitric oxide. Second, it reduces the frequency of naturally occurring testosterone breaking down. Hence, what it does is builds up your pelvic floor strength again, so then you have better control. And the two sort of pathway together also allow you to have better sleep, because you no longer have that sort of pressure, constant pressure on your bladder that you need to go. Through the clinical trials that we've looked at, the safety profile is much, much safer and much more tolerable than the current medication available out there. The efficacy is also impressive. So 86% of participants feel the difference after 6 weeks, with 79% fewer daily leaks and 39% fewer night weeks.
And this is your data?
That is actually other people's data.
Oh, okay.
We are running our own clinical trial in March next year, which I'm super excited, which means we can also change the formulation and make it even better. And all of that research data is totally available on the website. So you can see on our science page. You can also see the research papers itself too.
And how, you know, there's a difference between, for example, stress continence and overactive bladder. And so how does someone who comes to your website discern what it is that they have or need?
Sure. So stress incontinence is basically like leaking when you're putting pressure on your bladder, laughing, sneezing, squatting, etc. There's mixed incontinence, which mix stress and urge incontinence together. So urge incontinence, it's kind of like overactive bladder, but just that you can't hold it. Overactive bladder means that you have a very, I suppose, anxious bladder that always, you know, asks you to go. But if you don't leak, then you don't have incontinence. And then you have nocturia, which also doesn't mean that you leak. So there are so many different terminologies where people, can familiarize themselves with it, so then you can have a more fruitful conversation with your doctors. And for people to understand which product to use, our supplement, our nutraceutical, works for overactive bladder, urge incontinence, stress incontinence. Stress incontinence, you probably see the effects after 12 weeks, and then nocturia, you'll probably see the effects after 6 weeks. Because stress incontinence, again, is like your pelvic floor strength, your muscle strength. So even if you go to the gym, you probably need to take a bit of time for you to build up your body strength, isn't it? So we do tell our women our supplement is not a magical pill. It does take a bit of habit and lifestyle change for you to, you know, reap the benefits. And especially on average, our customers have been suffering from, you know, bladder issues for more than 10 years, tried many solutions and none of them work. So putting in some patients to take an agency of your health and alongside join, you know, a bunch of women who are also doing that is, you know, one of the better things we offer.
One of the things I have to say, and again, I'm sure that you have, that you mentioned this on your website, is that, you know, obviously if there are symptoms that may seem like an overactive bladder, you want to make sure that there's not an infection or something else to be checked out, certainly. And I also wonder about, do you do anything in concert with pelvic PT?
Sure. Currently, we don't do anything specifically, or we don't have a product for Kegel exercises. But in our community, what we do is we hold weekly Kegel challenges. So actually thousands of women comment on our threads, logging the sets of Kegel exercises they've done, or, you know, doing running or walking. Any core exercises, even down to hula hooping, actually does help your pelvic floor strength. So for us, is finding, you know, alternative solutions and options. Doing Kegel exercises, I'm not going to lie, I'm, you know, in my late 20s and putting a Kegel in my vaginal canal every day for 12 weeks doing 20 minutes is not the most fun thing to do, let's put it that way. Which means you probably need, you know, different things like hula hooping, belly dancing, doing something that is more sociable, doing this Kegel challenge with a friend, have an accountability buddy. So with pelvic floor and with bladder health, it's exactly the same thing. It is many different options and solutions amounting to a better health and better lifestyle.
What's the origin of the name Jude?
Sure, it's inspired by the song Hey Jude,
Beatles.
By the Beatles, exactly. And if you think about that song, during the chorus, everybody chimes in and sing along. It's a community type anthem, and I want bladder care to be, you know, a topic and an issue everybody looks at. Because without talking about it, without, you know, looking into it, we can't find treatment together. And with our supplement, with all these lifestyle tips, they are all a kickstart to, you know, taking agency of your health and, you know, just kind of say it out loud. This is it. Once and for all, I want to treat my bladder issues. You know, it's never too late to start, even if you're in your 50s, 60s or 70s, because you still have so much life to give and live. So, yeah, this is Jude.
Thank you. What did I not ask you that I should have?
So we're only selling currently in the UK.
Okay.
We're selling in the UK and on our own website, www.wearejude.com, and on amazon.co.uk. But we are going into the US next year, June. So stay tuned. We're also building a community in the US. So if you have bladder issues, our Facebook group currently is called Jude and Friends, and it is just the warmest, friendliest, funniest bunch of women who all talk about, you know, bladder issues and beyond. So if you have bladder issues and you can't find anybody to talk to, it is a really good support group for you to join.
Terrific. Well, Peony Lee, thank you so much for sharing your time and telling us a little bit about Jude.
Thank you, Mitzi, for having me again.
Of course. Thank you.
Awesome.
Our podcast is produced by Patrick Shambayati and me, and our associate producer is Kyla McMillian. Until next time, be well.
If you enjoy podcasts like this, you should check out our other shows on Health Podcast Network. For example, Hopeful Hints, hosted by Dr. Tara, guides and supports those on the often challenging and isolating journey of women's health concerns and infertility. There's a particularly powerful episode that you should check out called All Things Endometriosis, which dives deep into understanding the condition to help the many women who suffer from endometriosis and have no idea they have it, and healthcare providers who are uneducated about it, making the diagnosis process so difficult. Check out Hopeful Hints on your favorite podcast platform or visit healthpodcastnetwork.com.